Kevin Harlan on the program is presented by Buck Roofing. Sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. 913-384-2680 or rbuckroofing.com. And by Metcalf CarStar. If you get an fender bender, call the experts in collision repair. Metcalf CarStar in Overland Park. Go to carstar.com and search Metcalf CarStar. Metcalf CarStar. Relax, we'll take it from here.
He calls the NBA.
Game! Series! Toronto has won!
The NFL.
He digs, he turns, he dives! It is a touchdown!
March Madness.
There's a new member of the Final Four Club, and they hail from Lubbock, Texas.
And even this.
He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. The guy is drunk.
How many jobs Kevin got?
Somebody stop that man.
Here comes the blue coat.
Oh, Kevin. They got him.
He's the voice of America, Kevin Harlan.
And welcome back here on the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We found him. We tracked him down from parts unknown. He is the voice of America from CBS, TNT, Westwood One. Kevin Harlan is with us on our Sprint guest line. Kevin, sounds airportish there.
Yeah, that's where I live. This is my second home. I'm going to buy a little real estate here at Gate B56 in Denver. And on my way home, last week, I couldn't join you because I was stuck on that runway in Kansas City with all the ice. We sat there for 3 hours. So I'm glad I can join you with the victorious AFC Championship in the fold and a trip to the Super Bowl ahead.
You know, I've always said if I had a few hours to kill, I'd like to do it on an airplane after I've already arrived at where I'm going.
Oh, man. It is a torture chamber. Let me tell you, that is no fun. No fun at all.
We talked about that you should just jump on your cell phone and do the interview while also holding the stewardess's phone, and you could just do the interview over the loudspeaker. And give everybody a little entertainment.
Yeah, they would have enjoyed that. Our group was not all that happy about that sitting. I don't know if they would have taken the phone and probably yelled obscenities down the line at you, but actually that airport had their hands full with the plane going off the runway.
Yep.
And they closed the thing and then all the ice. But we got in, I got home, and that's all that matters. We're safe and sound. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, where were you coming from so we know what the disposition was like of your fellow passengers?
I was coming from San Francisco where I had done a game the night before, but I was stopping in Denver. So these were Denver fans, but these were fans going to the – it was full of Chiefs fans and going to the AFC Championship game. So they were in a mood of festiveness, and but they wanted to get off and get their weekend started, and I couldn't blame them.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, everyone got there safe. That's the important part of the equation.
Yep.
And now we have a Super Bowl to talk about. You will call it right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB as we are the home of the National Football League. How exciting is it for you? Your final call of the Chiefs as part of the Chiefs Radio Network was the AFC Championship game in Buffalo, and now you will call the Super Bowl with the Chiefs, and it'll be on here in Kansas City on 810. How exciting is this for you?
Well, it's exciting for all of us, obviously, but, to have a little bit of a pass with this franchise and 9 years doing their games, very, very special. And I got to pick which game I did last week. I could have gone to Santa Clara and done the Packers and Niners, but I wanted to be in Arrowhead to witness it myself, and I was glad that I was there. It was a terrific game, a terrific win, and just to see the elation in the faces and the voices of those fans walking out of Arrowhead after that game was worth the effort to get there and be a part of that. It was so much fun. I mean, I think anyone that's covered a team knows that it's a lot more fun to cover a winning team than a losing team. So even the writers, the Adam Teichers of the world, being Kansas Cityans, we all like to see the home team play well, and certainly they did. And that just makes for another couple weeks of a lot of fun. This past week, looking forward to it. This coming week, a lot of people going to Miami, going down to South Florida, and will enjoy it. Some will go to the game. Some will just go to be a part of the scene, which will be terrific. But either way, it's a wonderful reward for Chiefs fans who have waited such a long time. And I just felt honored and privileged to be there among them as a Chiefs fan in the Kansas City and the guy who raised their family in town. Our whole family was there. All the kids wanted to come back and be a part of it. So it was a family affair and a lot of fun for everyone.
And having a everyone there and everyone around you is certainly what it's all about for everybody here, whether you're down there or back in Kansas City. And that is the one thing, like the Royals, we feel that sense of community, how everybody's in it together. What advice do you have for the team? The Chiefs have in Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo and Dave Tobe. They've got guys on their staff that have been through it. They've got a couple guys on the team that have been through it. What do the Chiefs need to be guarding against here leading up to the Super Bowl?
Well, I think just keeping momentum, because they've got such great momentum. We saw it in the comeback from Houston. They've had two come-from-behind wins, including the AFC Championship game against Tennessee. So keeping the momentum and keeping the same frame of mind, frame of reference, and all the things that have been so important here throughout the regular season. They have the bye week, so they're kind of used to having a week off, and I think that's good. But you know, you can get kind of sideways a little bit as you take a look at, you know, getting family and friends down there. Make sure they have accommodations. Make sure that they have tickets and they're set. And then all the people that want your time, family members more than anything, when can we see you when we're down there, and how will that work? And, I mean, just there's just a lot of excitement. And that's all part of it, and I think coaches get that. But the staff of the Chiefs seem to be, I think, very in tune with what other organizations have done. And my guess is over the last month or so that they have talked to people around the NFL and prepared for this week, these weeks, in how they're going to construct it, how they want to make sure they've got everybody taking care of their family business early in the week, which they did Monday and Tuesday this week, I'm sure, with tickets and everything like that. And then from that point on, it's all football. I can't believe that they will not make sure that everything is dotted and crossed in terms of preparation and attention to detail. That seems to be their MO, the way they operate in all facets, business and on the field. And I would think that attention to detail will be at a whole new level come this week, going to Miami and getting the team ready to play.
Does Mahomes age? We talked about this earlier today. Does Mahomes, I read a thing by a guy who writes kind of gambling pieces, and he had broken down the younger quarterbacks that have been in the Super Bowl. Do you think his age will play any factor in this, positive or negative?
Normally I'd say a kid that young and only 2 years starting in the league, yes, it would. But he's unlike any other quarterback at this age. We have seen numbers that no other quarterback has had through 2 years of starting, whether it's quarterback rating or touchdown passes or yards. I mean, he was an MVP as a first-year starter, basically as a rookie. And he's had basically that same kind of season. In fact, if he had to vote for the MVP now, he would win it. But the voting stopped for all of us who do vote at the end of the regular season. So it looks like it'll probably be Lamar Jackson. But if you had to take what he's done the last couple of weeks in the playoffs, heading to the Super Bowl, I think he's without question the MVP. So he would have won two in a row in his first 2 years as a starter and just his third year in the league. I think he is he doesn't seem to blink. And even when you watch his body language on the field, when he's on the sideline, his leadership qualities, all these things. And you know, when we hear the words of Reed, Seren, as you have many times, he's kind of in awe of the kid, because I think he's shocked that he is so grounded, well-prepared, at ease with all this notoriety. He seems to just kind of glide through things and never bats an eye. And that is rare, and that's what they've got. They've got a once-in-a-generation quarterback here, generational talent for sure, and they, I think, have the utmost confidence that he will not waver. If they lose, I don't think it would be because of him. And if they win, I think he would be at the very tip of the spear in that conversation. I just have the utmost confidence. In fact, he would be the least of my worries, to be quite honest. Even against the defense, as good as San Francisco, he would be the least of my worries.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, you know, just taking guys, and this thing started under 27 and then the five youngest, and we went through it all. And I thought, well, you know, but that's great. They all share the age and inexperience. I think that is something. But this kid has proven to be wise beyond his years, and he has Andy Reid. And if Andy Reid's that impressed with the kid, boy, I can't think of a more critical audience to end up getting rave reviews from than Andy
Reid. Well said.
You know, I mean, if he likes him, that checks all the boxes for me. How about Reid versus Shanahan? Is this a classic matchup?
I think that Kyle is he's kind of an outlier, too. He's only 40. He's only been a head coach for a little while. But he's grown up with a dad who's taken teams to the Super Bowl, Mike Shanahan. He's been a longtime assistant coach with a lot of responsibilities at a very young age. He seems to believe in the process. And I don't know if it's as much a coach's issue as it is just making sure that what you do during the week keeps the team settled. I think there's enough of a veteran voice on that San Francisco team, even though, like the Chiefs, they've not been in this territory before recently, that they will keep things at a very good level. You know, it's interesting to watch these athletes react to this. And, you know, Kyle was just in a Super Bowl a couple years ago with Atlanta. So I think he was very much a sponge. He took in exactly what he was seeing. He's a smart guy, and I've dealt with him a couple times and know that he's a note taker. He is an observer, listens more than he talks. I just think he'll have that team primed and ready to go. But there's always that element that you just can't prepare for. When boots are on the ground and they all land in South Florida and are now a part of what is a circus-like atmosphere for the entire week, and knowing that everybody in the world is geared into who's playing, why they're playing, who's playing well, who's not playing well, what the odds are, all of it. I mean, and they are at the epicenter of it. And that is what you really don't know. I mean, everyone may seem to be calm and collected. And the Richard Shermans, who have played in a couple Super Bowls already as a member of the Seahawks, he's been there, and I'm sure he'll give them some good advice and some direction for the players in that locker room. But really, until you go through it, you really don't know what to expect. And most of the people on the field next Sunday in Miami have not been through this. And so you really don't know. You can assume and prepare as best you can, but until it actually happens, I don't know if anybody can really do it. And Andy Reid hasn't been there for, 14, 15 years? So it's been a long time, and the game is almost changed in that time. But I think he learned enough then, has been in contact with guys that have taken him and Belichick are buddies. I'm sure they've talked often about prep and the week of and the week before and everything. Game day, you know, all of it. So I think both sides will be very well prepared. And even though he's 40 and a young coach in this league, I think Kyle Shanahan will be the same way.
I do too. And is there an inexperience factor there for him? I mean, is that maybe, you know, I mentioned the article written about Mahomes, but what about a coach that early in his career? Or is that actually, you know, I saw some stat, if you don't go to the Super Bowl in your first 4 or 5 years, you're likely not to get there.
Right.
Or if you don't win it in your first 4 or 5 years, you know, you're not going to be one of the true greats. Is it that not being shackled by what we've always done that actually makes Shanahan more dangerous?
Well, I know that he'll lean on his dad a lot over the next couple weeks, or going, you know, through this weekend and into next week. I think he's going to lean on a guy like him who has coached in Super Bowls and won Super Bowls. And my guess is, too, is that he'll probably he's visited with Sean McVay. Now, remember, McVay took the Rams there last year, and they lost. And McVay has come out often and publicly and said, you know, I made mistakes. I miscalculated. I put a lot of this loss on my shoulders, and they're friends, and they were on the same staff with the Redskins. There's no doubt in my mind that Kyle and Sean McVay have talked, and Sean has passed along things he would do differently, and that will make up a lot of ground for Kyle. But like I said, you can get all the advice in the world from dad and from good friends who've been there and gone down that road. But until you do it yourself, like in anything in life, I don't know if you can really translate it through your mind, your vision, and your feel. And that will be the unknown, really, for both coaches. Andy Reid is a much older coach now. Patrick Mahomes seems to have everything tied down, but will there be moments of pause for him? How will these receivers for the Chiefs react, and will they be too up? Will they not have route discipline? I mean, you can just go right on down the line, as you well know. And I would say even for a broadcaster, this will be my 10th Super Bowl in a row, and I can tell you the best piece of advice I ever got was from another veteran broadcaster who said, treat the game like you would a week 2, week 5, week 7 game in the NFL. Make sure that you just treat all these games the same, and that was very good advice, and I did that, and I felt that really since that time, that's been something I've kind of hung my hat on. So I really think that you'll probably hold on to a couple of pieces of advice I'll try to filter that out as the day goes on. But I would not blink if I were Kyle Shanahan. I think he's been brought up in this atmosphere. He knows what the feeling's like. And like I said, he was just with Atlanta there and a couple years ago as an offensive coach. I think he'll be fine. I think both teams will come into it well-prepared, knowing where the speed bumps and the traps are, and it'll just be how well they adroitly handle each and every thing that comes across their path.
Next week we'll do our three-hour sit-down one-on-one with Kevin Harlan. Looking forward to that. He has nothing going on, so that'll be fun. Right now, though, he's got to catch a plane. So we roll on to our Kansas City Orthopedic Institute Final Four. You know, they've got an ortho urgent care open 7 days a week, and they are proud to receive the 19 Prescani Guardian of Excellence Award. That's for patient experience they win that award for. Find out for yourself. Learn more by visiting kcoi.com or by calling 913-319-7633. Kevin, I start you with this. You got any tickets?
You can ask my kids because they've got them all. We bought six like everybody else. We bought them, and they're going, and they'll be having fun. And but we buy – that's kind of how our family celebrates the end of my long NFL season, because they've sacrificed a lot, and I've been on the road a lot. So every Super Bowl, we take everybody down wherever it is, and we have a couple good days. Friday, big meal. Saturday, a real big meal out at some place nice, and all the kids are there, and that's a fun moment as we celebrate the close of another season.
All right. Better uniform, Chiefs or 49ers? Both of them, I think, are classic.
I love both of them. I did the Chiefs. I'm a Kansas City, and I'm gonna pick the Chiefs. But I would say this: a close second would be San Francisco. They've got classic uniforms. The Chiefs, from what I understand, will wear red jerseys, white pants, and the Niners will wear white. I think they were trying to go white on white, but the league said no. It's got to be traditional, so they'll have their white pants and their old gold pants, colored pants.
All right. How many Super Bowls for Patrick Mahomes in his career? What do you project right now?
I would say I would be surprised. This will be his first. He probably, like I said before, will win more MVPs, could have won again this year if the voting were later. I'd be surprised if he doesn't go to four in his career.
Okay.
I'll be surprised if he does not go to four.
Okay. And finally, I know you mentioned your family. You sure you don't have any tickets for anyone else? You
okay,
sure?
Okay, Saran, they're calling my flight. They are calling my flight right now. It's time to go.
Go get them.
You'll be down there. Are you staying for the game or are you coming back home?
No, I'm coming back home. I got to coach fourth grade basketball.
You're a good man. You're a great dad.
Or insane.
Great dad.
Or insane.
Good for you.
One or the other.
Good for you. If I get a ticket, you'll be the first I call.
All right, brother. Go get your flight. Always appreciate the time, my friend.
I'll see you next week in Miami. Thank you, Saran.
The program with Saran Petro.
If you're in the car and saying, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, and this is terrible radio, I agree.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue burnt end of the hour answer.
Lay it on me.
14 players have had a pick six in a Super Bowl. How many have done it for the losing team?
Well, Dick Vermeil used to quote the stat that like a special teams or defensive score led to a win like 75% of the time. If you got that kind of, you know, unworked for, that's a great sentence,
yeah.
Unworked for. That's an unworked for touchdown.
It is.
It's just called it, you know, special teams or defensive score.
Yeah.
But if you got that extra boost of points.
Me fail English? That's impossible.
That's right. That is impossible. How many?
How many have been done by the team that lost the game? Of the 14 players, two of them came in one game by Dwight Smith, so I didn't say 15. There have been 15 total pick sixes, but 14 guys did it.
A man who says he's going to the Super Bowl told me one.
Yeah, I saw him give it away to you.
So I'm
because he asked
one.
Me, and he guessed two. It is one.
It is one. I use my resources.
You think of who it was?
Don't hate on me.
That's fine.
Use my resources.
It's been recent. Recently. In the last 5 years.
Last 5 years.
That means the first 14 were done by the team that won the game. that goes against what you would expect, even if you expected to have a big impact.
So did somebody get one against the Pats and lose to the Pats? I'm going to go. Was it the Pats against the Eagles?
No.
So he did against the Pats and lost. Seahawks.
Nope. Robert Alford of the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, if I had another guess.
You would have gotten it.
I would have nailed it.
He had the pick six of Brady, the famous shot. In fact, I went and found it on Google Images. That put him up 21-0, the shot of Alford running and Brady trying to tackle him and laying on the field. Brady bounced back pretty well in that game. But that's the only pick six in the Super Bowl that was done by the losing team.
Really? So, key to the game number one.
Get a pick six.
Pick six.
Yep.
Right?
Although the trend is bad. The last one was really... How far back do you want to go?
Well, that's what we started talking today about, the guy who gave the stats on under 27-year-old quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And they are in the Super Bowl outright. They are 8-12. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But the last 15 are 8-7. So where do you, or the youngest 15, are 8-7.
Yeah.
So
well, the last,
where you want to cut it off?
Yeah. The last 11 years.
Make it under 26.5, they're 8-7.
The last 11 years, the team with more yards is 4-7. So the other key, get a pick six and have fewer total yards.
You know what? 53-0.
Score more points.
53-0. Although, you know, the Pats, I'm sure, may lose a Super Bowl later when we find out whatever, you know, they've done to cheat to win it. So maybe they'll lose one.
Patriots 17-14, Seattle. Patriots win their seventh world championship.
What?
Cheater. By the way, speaking of cheating, this may be in... In our need to know, but it is kind of funny. Dallas Keuchel today.
Oh, yeah. I saw this.
You saw this? Cool. Yeah, read
the quote.
He apologizes for Astros sign-stealing scandal, said it was, quote, not like every game we had it going on.
Just the important ones.
Yeah. And I said, it's not like Kendrys Morales hit every pitch he saw from Keuchel for a three-run homer in the ALDS. People were on him pretty hard. For that. We didn't always cheat, just occasionally.
Here
and there.
He also said something like, that's just where baseball was at that time. At that time, this is not Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier.
At that time.
At that time. It's 2 years ago, fool.
Means in Houston playing for the Astros or Red, you know.
If I reference at that time in my life, it's not last week.
Well, that's now.
At that time in baseball, we were in a different place. You mean back in the third inning?
You know, at that time when we started the show, at that time it was a different world.
Totally different country we were living in.
2 o'clock.
The evolution that has taken place since 2, unbelievable.
Look at how far the planet has moved.
Well, we've come a long way. We know now that you can dump your dad's ashes in a beer and throw it on the field and be celebrated.
Remember the time before we knew that? It was a kindler, gentler time.
Where are we on that poll, time. By the way?
Let's see.
Look up that poll. I want to see if my side's rallied. We had Bob Glauber in the program. And
It hasn't. Standing strong, 70-30.
A man put some of his father's ashes. I don't know why he put some. Bob did not say some. That's what tilted it. Let me read it. A man put some of his father's ashes in a beer and poured it onto the field at Arrowhead Stadium after the Chiefs beat the Titans. Was it warm and fuzzy or not warm and fuzzy?
70-30, warm and fuzzy.
A beer dad shake is not warm and fuzzy.
I was on your side, Pat.
Was he putting a couple of butts out in it too, you know?
Someone says Bryce says I
filters floating around in there.
Bryce says I agree with the other guy. When I go, I want my kids to do that, but it better be whiskey and Coke, not beer. Someone said instead of warm and fuzzy, we should have had the cold and foamy. option.
Oh, yeah, like that.
I was like, I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah. If you'd put some clever into it, we might have won, Jed.
Yeah, it's my fault. That...
Wouldn't Jed? Serenus reflexively blames it on Jed.
Yeah.
Come on, Castle.
No, I'm blaming you.
Oh.
Jed was on my team.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, Curtis, you suck.
Blame it on Brenner.
Today's Brenner's birthday, by the way.
It is?
Yeah. Some of us were friends with him.
I don't know who any... I mean, I've been on Facebook in forever.
Take a huge effort to log the phone into your... Or log the birth date into your phone. I wouldn't expect that.
You would.
Such a casual acquaintance.
Gonna get
as a man you worked with for like 7 years.
He's going to find an intern. You probably call him Jeff every time you see him. David Brenner.
Well, David got a text from me.
He did.
Saying happy birthday today.
Happy birthday, Yule.
So there you go.
I was trying to find an intern to put the information in my phone for me.
Okay, Danny.
Danny's had to go on. What? What are you? Why?
There was a time in this country where you had to, you know, you just got a new phone and you had to put all your contacts in.
Yeah.
So this is a true story. Out at Kauffman Stadium. Mm-hmm. One night, Danny sets his two phones down next to an intern and goes, "Here you go, buddy. Load up the info into the other one."
I
will say.
One fella, for some reason, said, "Hey, surfer dude, can I buy you a drink?"
I put the kibosh on that one. I was like, that's not happening.
I don't think I was present for that, but I've heard more than just your version of it, so
and
I accept it as being
does it
true.
Sound a lot like my version when you hear the others?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like exactly?
Your versions, depending on how far back it is, it's usually like 110%. There's, you know, like, it's like that game where you pass the thing around, and when it comes back around you, there's usually two
telephone.
Or three things you're going, I don't remember that part of it.
Grapevine,
yeah,
telephone.
Most of that is true, but I don't remember... I don't remember that happening.
Remember Danny not having pants on? I don't remember where that part was. Where did that come into this story? Danny was fully clothed, for the record.
I remember Bo Jackson being there.
I've seen the man come out of the shower.
That's true. That's true of Danny. He has.
He has.
They want to pull a booty.
I'll keep going all day.
By the way,
Jets just gotta...
great minds think like I got the same text. Is cold and foamy an option?
Should have been.
Should have been.
Missed opportunity.
Should have been. All right. Kevin Harlan was with us. Always good to speak with Kevin Harlan. As he was running to his flight.
That man does move around.
He's not wanting to give up the tickets. I asked him twice in the Final Four. Wait a minute. Are you sure you don't have any tickets? I was like, oh, got to go. Call my flight. Call my flight. Kevin's too nice a guy to just be like, hell no, I'm not getting you squat. Hell yes. I got 20 tickets in my pocket. You're getting none. That's exactly what Kevin Harlan was thinking. I got tickets everywhere. Kevin Harlan. God's sake, I just walk up there with however many I want. They go, yeah, come on in, Mr. Harlan.
Kevin,
they're with you? Okay.
My tickets have tickets. What are you talking about? Anyone's earned it.
Yes, I would agree. You'll hear Kevin Harlan's call, as I said, of the Super Bowl right here on 810.
Pretty cool.
That is awesome. Kevin Harlan calling the Super Bowl for the Chiefs. I don't think he gets any better than that.
Nope.
Level of concern for Chris Jones and Travis Kelce? I don't hear anyone who's concerned, and that concerns
yeah.
me.
Yeah, right. I mean,
this guy. Yeah, I'm not worried.
Yeah,
okay.
He's never concerned about anything. The fact that it's the same thing they had before. I mean, you would say
hammy with Kelce.
No, that's a knee.
He had knee.
I thought
well, he was grabbing his hamstring.
Right.
I don't care what they're putting out there.
The hamstring.
He was grabbing at his hamstring.
But when he was on the injury report for the game leading into Tennessee, it was my recollection. It was knee.
It was.
So,
but he grabbed
thing.
At his
oh, yeah.
hamstring
yeah.
during the game.
I agree.
Left during the game.
Yep.
With a hamstring injury
against Houston.
No.
I thought he left against Houston.
Against Tennessee.
Oh, wasn't it? I thought it was Houston.
Did you watch the
I know he came out, but I thought it did. Anyway, but it's the fact that
the uniforms are so similar.
It is. The fact that it was the same thing they had that was on the injury report for the previous week, and they were just limited, and they both played, and Kelsey played a lot, and Jones played more than he probably was expected. I'm not that concerned. If it was a different injury, then I'd be like, oh, that's something new.
So you take everything the Chiefs put out there as gospel?
No, but I don't take it
Eric
as...
Eric Berry was literally might practice the next day for 4 months.
So
day to day.
Right, but the fact, but what you're talking about and maybe is I should be concerned about also came from the Chiefs. Should I take that as gospel? Maybe it was another part of his body that got hurt. I don't know. I'm just not bothered by. I mean, it was last week. Both guys were on the injury report as limited for the same thing, and they both ended up playing, and they both played well. So, Kelsey didn't get as many opportunities, but he sat on the bench for the entire fourth quarter. You know, icing down his knee. He was fine physically. I think it's the same thing. I think they're taking care. They've got 2 weeks. Let's not screw this up. We're going to limit these guys, and we're going to make sure when we go to Miami, we are 100%, or as close to it as we possibly can. I'm not worried at all by it at this point. Now, next Friday, questionable. I mean, we're still talking about this, maybe a little bit more, but not at this point. We're 10 days out, 9 days out. I'm not sweating it.
I'm glad we had Curtis keep going there.
You could have piped in any time.
I still don't know what the hell you were talking about for any of it, so I'd like to, but I mean, are we still playing the Titans?
No. I thought you weren't supposed to hit the bong until 6:40.
Which one of us hit it, buddy, after you? That's stammering around.
I said what I said, that they were on the injury report last week. They both played. They're on the injury report this week. I'm not concerned. That's it. That's not that confusing, I wouldn't think.
Just shaking my head. I have nothing.
Straight away.
I just wanted to see how long you'd go. So I would just exhale. And then you would start again.
That's fine.
You have a gift like Kevin Harlan. Like you, I said this the other day. You do play-by-play while you drive.
Yes.
Oh, look at this clown. Yeah, you know what? I'm not actually that nervous. I'm kind of shaky in the lane, but I'm confident I can get by. Like you get a.
Yeah.
You hear the mind of Curtis while he drives.
While it goes.
This light. Here we go.
True story.
Just kind of stream of conscious.
Yeah.
Well, there it is.
Bottom line, I'm not worried.
Okay, so I was just going to ask you, like, did we get to the bottom of it?
I think we did. The bottom line was I'm not worried.
Okay. I'm glad.
Same
glad
stuff, different week. I'm good.
I'm glad for you. So you fear nothing?
I fear nothing.
Chiefs big? You ready to – you're out front in the picks. You're going to have to go first. Jed's going to go opposite of you.
Niners by 20. No, I think they'll win and cover.
It's 1.5. Thanks for the bold and cover part. What would we have done?
I don't think.
I think they'll win, but will they cover?
I don't think the 49ers
it's like
will have
a point and a half.
I don't think the 49ers' last possession is going to it's going to be within a score.
Okay. When they take possession on the last one, or you're calling for the Chiefs by. More than nine or more.
No, when they get the ball in their final possession, they will not be within a score, the 49ers.
Okay.
Doesn't mean the game will end up within it won't be in a bit closer, but when they get the ball, they're gonna be in a got to score and get the ball back and score again.
Do you like my theory? Sounded good to me when I was hatching it, that the Niners need to win this thing by double digits if they're going to win, because if it's or more than a score, let's say two scores, not double digits because nine would get you there.
Right.
Because otherwise Patrick Mahomes is going to beat them.
There's something to that, but I don't know that – it's just hard for me to see them winning by a lot. But
I agree.
And I can see them winning.
Which takes me back to liking the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But I think – The reason I think that, I'm like, if you give the ball back to the Chiefs with 5 minutes to go.
Yeah. I mean, that double digits or 10 points might be, they're down 18. And
they
furious rally, but, and they come up short.
But you give the ball back to the Chiefs with 3 minutes to go, and it's a score. And they're going to use fourth down.
I think they're probably going to score.
I think Patrick Mahomes, I think that high school coach in Arkansas is like having to be held back by everybody trying to get to Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. My God, you've got this guy. You go on every fourth down, fourth and 40. He can get it. Go on every single fourth down. I think Patrick Mahomes has got that guy going, this is what I've been talking about. It's the ultimate deal. I go for it on fourth and 12, and I've got a putz at quarterback. Right. Mahomes, you should go for it on everything.
Because he's going to get and I think more than most.
I think there's truth to it. You might lose one game that you would have won, but you probably would win two or three that you otherwise would have lost if you went for it on fourth down with him every time. Yeah. And so in a one-off game.
And if you fail, you've got the ultimate weapon to come back. If you give up a score because you went for it on fourth down, he can get it right back for you, and you're back to where you are again. So
he completes 67% of his passes, doesn't throw really bad INTs, and completes like 8.5 yards a throw.
That is something that has changed.
An attempt, not a completion, an attempt.
Since the first part of the season, to my recollection. I haven't gone sit down and charted the interceptions, but, I mean, he had a lot of passes that were – some of the interceptions were bad, and then there were some passes that kind of got batted in the air, and you're like, gosh, he's throwing some WTF balls.
When?
Oh, that was close. Early in the year.
You think so?
Early in the year, I think there were a few. I don't remember the last pass that I saw him throw that I thought, oh, man. That should have been picked. It's been a little while to my memory.
I don't remember a WTF throw. I don't
remember. There were two games earlier.
I'm not saying it didn't happen. Yeah. Listen,
but it was
Mahomes,
early on.
My recollection of Patrick Mahomes as a quarterback may be very similar to my recollection of playing the feud.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see where he ever does wrong.
No, but just off.
Usually that's correct, but I can see where. There's been so much good play, I've glossed over a couple of, like, what the hell was that? But I genuinely do not remember
just off the top
a throw
head.
Where you're like, I can't figure this out.
Or not even a okay, – maybe a WTF throw is a bad – but a ball where a guy went the other direction. A ball that was like a defensive back, he should have got that one. And I remember two or three maybe earlier in the year, but I haven't even seen him come close to one of late. He had one that was it was near a defender – in the Titans game, but it landed at the guy's feet. I haven't seen a pass that's been – what was the one? There was a few earlier. I have to go back and look at it. But I don't remember the last time a defender even got his hands on a Mahomes pass in the last 4 weeks. I mean, he's been that laser sharp. It's incredible. I mean, what he's done the last 6-8 weeks is staggering to watch.
I agree.
I mean, he play after play after play and almost never puts his team in any – kind of danger. That's why I like.
I always feel like usually even the interceptions you can look at and go, okay, now wait a minute, he was going. This is what he was doing, what he thought was going. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if half the times like you can see him sometimes on incompletions where he's like, no, cut up.
The one
he never shows up anybody on an INT. But I wonder how many times it's not like, they don't get to the sidelines like, hey, you know what an out and up is.
The play right
before that was an out and in.
Yeah, the play right before his touchdown run, I think, was one where he got flushed out and he wanted Tyreek Hill to go up the field and said,
yeah,
he brought it back.
And he was telling him, up the field. That's
but that rarely even happens.
11 touchdowns, 0 INTs in the postseason. We mentioned the story earlier today, and I said, like, don't get all upset, Chiefs fans, if you didn't hear the beginning of the show. Don't get all upset because they're going to go through this and go through it with a fine-tooth comb, and you're going to get some nitpicking about the Chiefs. But don't get all bent out of shape over it, okay, because it's just what you got to do when there's only one game left in the entire season, and everybody in the country is writing about that game. You're going to hear it, but the guy did the youngest quarterbacks to start in the Super Bowl, and I mentioned they were 8-12, the 20 youngest quarterbacks. If you take the 15 youngest, they're 8-7. But his numbers are so far and away superior of what these other guys were. Passer rating in the regular season, he's got a 109. The next highest is 105 by Marino and 101 by Russell Wilson. All these other guys, like throwing in David Woodley and Tony Eason and Drew Bledsoe and Steve McNair. I mean, listen, they all had pockets of careers to good careers but none of them have been what he's been.
No.
His playoff numbers, 63%, 1,200 yards, 11 touchdowns, no INTs. Passer rating of 115. You can't get, I mean, that's it. He wins. Game over. No more. Nobody, let's see, who had thrown for more yards? Cam Newton had actually thrown for 1,200 yards in how many more games? In an extra game.
Yeah.
In one more game. So he had thrown for 19 more yards in one more game. Newton was 3-2. Mahomes was 3-1.
And the 11-0, you just shake your head.
Yeah.
11-0, and he's not, he's still 24?
Yeah. I know. All right, let's take a break. We're at Hen House. You can get stocked up. Everything you need for the big game, like great specials back at the meat counter. Always specials at the meat counter. Right now, you can take advantage of fresh T-bone steaks, $7.99 a pound, or the fresh porterhouse steaks, $8.99 a pound. All the beer you want is at the Harry's Brewery, that collection of fine brews. Whatever your heart may desire is here at the Harry's Brewery. Even on the Kansas side, look for it at all your neighborhood hen houses.
The program with Soren Petro.
His dream is to crush your dream. His contribution is to destroy your contribution.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Need to Know is brought to you by Five Farms Irish Cream. It may be chilly outside, but you can count on Five Farms Irish Cream to warm up your cup. Enjoy the smooth taste of Five Farms Irish Cream in your favorite mug this season. Stay cozy, Kansas City.
Impress your friends, amaze your coworkers, make your family proud. Here's what you need to know.
I'm gonna tell you what you need to know. All right, I'm gonna tell you. Let's get started here. A little need to know. First thing you need to know: Hen House has you covered for the weekend, for the week, and for the big game. Everything you need. Get stocked up here at your neighborhood Hen House. Even the pharmacy, they do a great job over here. Just picked up my prescription. Thank you for all the reminders. Many people reminding me. Yes. I do appreciate that. And, of course, everything you need for the big game back at the meat counter. All kinds of great specials. Always, you can find those online at henhouse.com. And you can even get signed up, get it on the email. One email each week with all the specials. It's the perfect way to stay on top of all the great specials going on. Let's see. You need to know Chris Jones with his calf and Travis Kelce with his knee limited in Friday's practice. Jordan Lucas did not practice. He is sick. Same illness that's been going through the team for Jordan Lucas. If the Chiefs are playing Sunday, the club labels Jones and Lucas questionable. No designation for Kelce.
I'm a little worried about that.
You're just asking for it now.
I am.
Cleveland Browns running back Kareem Hunt. You heard of him?
I have.
He got pulled over Tuesday by police. Found small amounts of marijuana in the vehicle he was driving. Kareem Hunt had the weed, had the ganj.
And was speeding.
And was speeding. Surprise level is what?
Is there a number less than zero?
That I can use? Sure.
Whatever that number is.
Okay.
Not surprised.
Does he rush for 1,000 yards again in his career, ever?
I don't think he rushes for 1,000 yards in his career.
Total.
From here.
The rest of the way. Yeah, I think you're probably right. It's not looking good. Dallas Keuchel apologized for the Astros sign stealing. Said it was not like every game we had it going on. So, like, which ones did you then?
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's great. KU film coordinator Jeremy Case broke his right arm trying to break up Tuesday night's fight. That's according to Bill Self. He's going to be in a sling. Did we learn anything from that?
Mm-mm.
Don't try to break up a fight?
Oh, yeah.
Really? I don't know.
Go the Mitch Lightfoot route. Just stand there with your hands in your pockets.
Five-star prospect Khalil Whitney has transferred from Kentucky. Is this a big loss for you? What do you think, Rudy?
Rudy's crushed.
No.
Jed Marshall.
Do you have a friend called Drugs?
Drugs Delaney?
How many individuals named Drugs could you possibly associate with?
Curtis Siebold.
I'm super.
Soren Petro.
Can somebody help me out? Could somebody screw me? Could somebody screw me the way, you know, he got hosed?